Anita, you're the director of netball at Seven Stars. Important news today is you've announced your head coach. It's a new franchise, so you must be pleased with the award.
Yes, absolutely. It's a massive netball area in and around the Gloucester area, the Worcester area, and obviously we're really keen just to develop the quality netball that we have, try and offer an opportunity for the young players in the area to possibly stay and not necessarily migrate to other franchises and other universities. So great news. We're really thrilled for the netball fraternity, and we just want to deliver a quality product for the communities as well as at the elite performance level.
How much planning actually went into it? Did it take a fair few months?
It did, actually. We were about 18 months in the discussions. We set out, as I moved to the area, set out talking to Worcester around what we might do in netball. We shared a passion. Worcester were definitely keen to be involved in a franchise at some point, and obviously missed out in the previous bidding. So they lacked a little bit of netball knowledge. They got the drive, got the passion, and we started talking. We looked at what was possible in the community, how two universities who compete for student numbers might just come together. And we just shared a vision that we wanted to grow netball for the best possible opportunities for those in the area, and it just went from there. So we were thrilled when the opportunity came out for the opportunity to apply. So it just went from there, really.
And what would you suggest are the main highlights of the franchise bid?
For us, it was the fact that Worcester have really got an established events team. They've got a very strong commitment in terms of the area, with local sponsors coming in closely. There's a real infrastructure in and around the Worcester Arena. I think the commitment to netball and obviously my involvement coupled with their resources just seemed to be a perfect match, really. And together we've sort of pushed and pushed to challenge ourselves in what we could offer to the communities. It's not just about Super League netball on the court. We want to deliver with our partner colleges, with the schools, with the local clubs, and just develop strong coaching out there as well. So my passion is coach development, and that's something that we'll be working on in the franchise as well.
I imagine it's a really, really detailed bid. I mean, you must literally have to go down to the colour of the kit and that kind of detail.
Yeah, it's 98 pages, I think, to quote exactly. So we were a long time putting it all together, engaged with a consultant to help us, because universities, obviously, priority is the students at the busy time of the year in sort of May, June time. So not the best timing in terms of university, but we were so committed to make it work that we did probably about five trips to Worcester. We put on an event for anybody in the area to come and listen, and listen to what we were putting out there, make sure they agreed, they supported it. We went to the regional netball boards, chatted to those individuals. Some were forthcoming, others we really had to try and pin them down to talk to them about opportunities and what we wanted to do. So we did it the right way, we feel. We tried to communicate as much as possible and engage everybody. But the bid writing was a long, long process. But it's great when you win it. It obviously isn't so great when you don't, I'm sure.
Yeah. The home game's going to be at the Worcester Arena. But plans to move to the uni in 2019?
Yeah, we plan. For us, it's great that the league's gone to the 10 teams, because that gives us nine fixtures. So Gloucestershire's sports facilities start the build sort of in the next 5 months. So the phase of the sports halls come forward in a sense that phase one and two are being built at the same time. So we will have a 1,000-seater arena, pretty much similar to Worcester's, and we'll share the home games, but obviously not for the first two seasons. But until then, we'll obviously build a fan base. Travelling from Gloucester to Worcester is pretty easy up the M5. There's a nice corridor of motorway. So already we know we'll get the support that actually does come from Gloucester anyway.
Out of the new franchises, the arrangement with the Vixens was intriguing, to say the least. How's this going to work?
Well, the Vixens partnership stems from the University of Worcester. They've got a signed agreement, a memorandum with the University of Melbourne. So naturally that forged links to the Melbourne Vixens. We've not necessarily explored player exchange. It's been talked about. I think what we're keen to do is potentially offer a coach exchange and start to look at how we might learn from their infrastructure in the sense of how they build coaches, how they work with the communities, and how they use their university structure to help them in a really competitive performance league environment. So it's early days. Two visits from the vice chancellors at Worcester and some of the leads in terms of sport there. They've started to talk to the events team, they've started to talk to the coaches and so on. So, and a lot of their outreach work in Melbourne and Victoria is something that we're trying to replicate. So it's just all about learning at this stage, and we're not saying that their coach will come over to us and take over or anything like that, but what we've got is a bit of a knowledge base that we can learn from.
So I can't even ask you if there's a chance that we'll see Jeeva in Sirens colours then?
It would be fantastic to think that Jeeva would come back, but I think she's pretty much fixed over there. But, you know, what we might offer is just an outlet for some of their players that maybe don't get into their 12th squad in the next season. There could be a bit of fallout in and around, I mean player fallout in a sense that there's not a spot for an individual, and we're keen to say, okay, if we need imports, and we're not bringing imports in for the sake of an import, we're bringing imports in to fill any gaps that would prevent our own homegrown players developing. And I think there's that message whenever you bring an overseas coach in or you bring overseas players in, that people think it's going to take a position away for our homegrown, and our vision's not that, you know. And I think after sort of today's announcement, there'll be people that think, well, that's stopped an English coach taking over. We don't want to do that with players, and we've got a clear mission as to why Mon's in place and equally where we're going with the coach programme as well.
Yeah, I mean, you announced today that you've got Mona Gerard come over. Was that an easy process to secure?
It was pretty good. I know Lisa Alexander from my work on the International Netball Federation coaching group, so contact with her is pretty frequent, and she's great to support and advise. So obviously I did access her views, and she obviously recommended Mon to us, and just the network of netball, you find out who's coming over into the country. So one good thing is Southern Hemisphere, and a lot of rugby players are coming over to compete this side. So we were fortunate that Mon was coming with her family, and it was a great opportunity. So we were quick to get in there and secure that position.
What can she bring to the franchise? I mean, we read about the coaching side to her game, especially the stuff she's been doing with the Diamonds.
Yes, she's been heavily involved, not only in community netball and outreach activity, just to engage maybe some disadvantaged groups. At the extreme of that and the opposite to that is that she's been working with the Futures programme at 19 and 21 ages. She's been a phenomenal inspiration to those individuals. She's developing all of her court craft in terms of what she put out as a player on court. She's turning that into coaching court craft. And tactically, she comes with a great CV already and a great reference from Lisa Alexander, just to say that for Lisa, it's the perfect match. I think I can support Mon as a coach developing from just court craft in a sense of coaching craft. And what she brings is just that phenomenal knowledge of netball at the top level. And she knows what it's like to win, which for England is great.
More announcements is going to be down the line, because we've got a bit of time between now and February when the league starts. We saw last season that Storm really relied on the UK talent. Do you think there'll be much movement between Super League clubs and maybe moving to you to get you up and established?
I really hope so. And I think we would only need imports at the Seven Stars if the England players, and I mean Open England, 21 England and 19s, if they're not prepared to migrate a little bit from their home area, there will still be an influx of those players on benches. They'll be sat on benches for the season. And I actually don't think that's good news for the national game. So if we get the movement and migration of players out of potentially their home area, they're willing to travel, and that's most franchises would support them in terms of travel anyway. If it's physically possible for them to do that to get more court time, I would hope that the national coaches are actually advising them that that needs to be done for their own development. if that doesn't happen, then I'm sure the Seven Stars will be in a position where we do need to bring two imports in. My priority at the moment with Mon is to make sure that we look at who's potentially coming to us to play or wants to talk to us about playing as an England player. That's priority. Then where the gaps are, we look then to bring in an import. It's not about imports first and then fill the other places. So I'm just hoping in the coming weeks we get the contact from some key players that maybe spent last season on the bench. I totally applaud what Suri Storm did, what Tamsin did. She knows that. And I think that was great that she got enough depth to build that squad and work with them over the season to win. And she didn't need to use the imports because she'd got the depth in positions and she'd got a bit of a bench there as well. However, if, you know, teams don't get the depth on the bench, it's just unfair to throw somebody onto a Super League court that maybe is not ready. Mm-hmm. That could just kill a player.
How's the game on a regional basis at the minute? Have you got plenty of local talent in a way to pick from?
I think so. Five of the Gloucester-based individuals have been over playing with Team Bath in the MPL. I think there's an untapped area of Bristol. We've got some strong sports academies down at one of our partner colleges. No netball academy down there. So I think over the next couple of years, we need to look closely at what Bristol can turn out. For me, there's an awful lot of untapped talent there. I don't think there's a Bristol individual per se that's been playing in MPL last season. So we've got some local individuals that are keen to step up and play. We've got some returning individuals that are coming back to the area or maybe have travelled for Super League from the Worcester area, say across to Loughborough, or from Gloucester to Bath, that may actually want to stay more local and stay with the Seven Stars. So I just hope that our local players will support us. Obviously, it's their decision, and we hope then that there may be others that come into the area because they actually want to be around a franchise.
And there'll be plenty of opportunities as well to engage with the local community. You'll be running training camps, that kind of thing as well?
Yes, we've got plans for the theme of the Seven Stars, so right from our sort of 6-7-year-olds, get them involved with us from the outset. Run some camps for different age groups, bring some profile athletes in that are playing in the Seven Stars franchise. We've got a strong commitment to the community, and this is not just about Super League on the top stage. It's really about growing netball in the area for the future, and we're fully committed to do that for England, and we want to support England to be number one, if it's not 2019, soon after. And we just want to get out to the schools, use our college alliance groups, our partner schools. In the Worcester area, there's a range of schools that support the university structure there, same in Gloucester. So we just want to get out there, put netball back on the map where maybe it's probably diminished a little bit in terms of the curriculum.
And definitely the right time for the league to expand, eh?
I think so. I'm a little bit disappointed about Yorkshire Jets. It's where I started my netball, and it is controversial, without a doubt. I do feel upset for those individuals in that area. And if I could see 10 teams in, I think, obviously, I'd like to see a Yorkshire one in there. I'm sure there are valid reasons for them not being in there. I can't really comment on that. I've not been party to any of those discussions. So a little bit gutted that Yorkshire Jets have gone, but great that we've got 10 teams in, yeah.
But you'd welcome any of the players to come over if they fancied it?
Yes, definitely. we're looking, and you know, we'll open the doors to any player. We've said it's open. Obviously, some players we want to invite to just let them know that we're interested. You've got to be able to put a blend of youth and experience on a court. I think if every position is just a young player, then they need a few support mechanisms around. So we've got to be careful and make sure that we've got a good base of players that can really stand up there and cope with the intensity of the game, and then just, as we want to, just sort of filter some of those young developing players in. And that's our mission, that we want to make sure that we do develop the talent, they get the opportunity, but equally they've got the support from established players that we may need to bring into the area. But You know, there's three or four players that are Cheltenham, Gloucester or Worcester based that have already been in and around Super League. So that's probably for the future and some of our discussions in the next month or so.